God, I'm trying to tie it together so you can see. You understand? And then that cloud just led me, and it got up over the Red Sea. And there's mountains on both sides. A cloud, I said. You see, it's a cloud. I want you to bear in mind we're talking about clouds all the time. You understand? Symbolizing these things. Yeah, then Moses, there's the mountains on each side, and the Egyptians pursuing them in behind. Ain't that right? Moses, they cried unto the Lord. They said, why, Father, cry unto me? Ain't that right? That's the boss of me. What's that? You got it in your hand. Ain't that right? That's God. You understand what I'm talking about? And so he raised up that rock, but he heard that voice from heaven. You understand? And that water rolled back. Ain't that right? And he said, that's boss from heaven. And they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Is that right? Now you got the cloud and the sea and the voice from heaven. You understand? All right, now here comes along the fulfillment of it. When John and Jesus out there, you understand? You understand? Out there, John was baptized in the river Jordan and in Eden, ain't that right? And when Messiah went to him to be baptized, you understand? Listening again, are you listening? Then the cloud overshadowed.
Yeah.
You understand? The cloud, and this is the same John that's writing Revelation. Then the cloud overshadowed. And the voice, John heard that voice from heaven, saying, this is my beloved son, and whom I will please. In that cloud, ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? And the beautiful went on up out of the wilderness, and went in there, and stayed there 40 years. Then that means then, this cloud that overshadowed him, and he's got to go straightway out there, and he's got to have in the wilderness of Judea 40 days and 40 nights if you will finish it. You see what I'm talking about? Oh, it's wonderful when you put it together. The Bible is accurate. It's infallible. It's our stupidity and it's our colossal reading.
Right.
You see? And if we only knew how to put it together, you understand? Then we could convert this people. We could prove to them that there really is a sure enough God. And he's not dead and he's alive today just the same as he was in all of these episodes that we're talking about. You understand? And that's what I come along for, to prove to you. You understand? And Yahshua the Messiah said, now if I don't do the works of my Father and him that sent me, don't you believe? You understand? And I tell you the self same thing. If I don't do the works of him that sent me, since I tell you I had a vision and a revelation, asked you to make me perfect, then if I don't do it, then don't you believe me? And then you say, I listen here, folks, listen. I got to know what's going on. You understand? I got to know what's going on through all of the dispensations and angels. See, I got to put this thing together and put it together right so that you can see, so that you can understand, so that you can know. You understand? And those waters come together there in the Red Sea. You understand? Now here, when Jesus was there, he told us new tomb, there was an earthquake. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? A great earthquake. The earth trembled there. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, there she trembled. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? And then somebody setting up God saying that he's so smart and all that kind of thing. Don't you tell me when God speaks through me, you tremble. So now, here, when that stone was rolled away, you understand? At that door, there was an earthquake. And now look, he was a redeemer. You understand? Now look, just turn it right on back. Play on back. To Adam. You understand? What Adam changed God's word. He's a redeemer. You understand? So then they run all the way back. Many of the saints expected the dust of the earth. See, a gold thing on it. Another earthquake. They come on up out of the grave. Matthew 27:52. And they went on into Jerusalem. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? The lie over here says they're in Jerome, you understand? But I beg your pardon. You see, you've got to have this mystery of iniquity and this mystery of God together, you understand? But I'm after showing you the mystery of God now, you understand? So now you see that, how then they're true. You know, somebody said, well, listen here. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he's dead 4 days, said they thought that was a stupendous miracle. Ain't that right? And it was. Ain't that right? Martha and Mary, they said that they believed, you understand, that they would see their brother in the last day. And Messiah said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead. You understand? All these like that, though he were dead, yet shall he live. and he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Did you believe this? You understand? Yeah, see? So they couldn't understand it, you understand? Just like the people as of today, you understand? You can be resurrected, sitting right there in your seat if you're dead. Ain't that right? She that liveth in flesh is dead yet while she lives. You can't feel nothing in your consciousness and all this different kind of thing. Mm-hmm. After all, the preacher means that you're dead, you understand? But you can be resurrected if you believe. You see, my job is presenting to you so that you can see. You understand? Because faith comes by hearing. You have no faith in the thing that you see guys put together. You understand what I'm talking about? You were speculating with it and you're presumptive about it. You understand what I'm talking about? You know whether it's so or not. Mm-hmm. Some people think that children of Israel coming out of Eden is a figment of imagination. You understand? And all that kind of thing. It's things that steeped in the stocking clocks of Jewish and Grecian mythology. You understand? It's not. It's a living reality. And it functions within you all the time. You don't have to say, I beat. He that liveth and believeth in me shall get shall he live. Ain't that right? So now when he went in there, he gives the resurrection in the night. You understand? He's over there and he has the dead. He's dead 4 long days. Ain't that right? And 4 days, 1 day with the Lord for 1,000 years, 4,000 years and back there. Up here. You understand? 4,000 years. But he was born. Remember I told you he only had 2 more? So he stayed over yonder and back. 4 days, you understand? Broke in that back down there and raised his madness in the dead. And tell the that I am the resurrection of life. They said if you would just been here, my brother would not have died. They said I am the resurrection of life. He that believeth on me, though it was already dead. He said, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Don't you believe this? You understand? And so he said that. He said, yes, we know I see. We know we'll see our brother in the land today. But when he went on in the height of the earth, then, you understand? Come out of the height of the earth, you understand? After his resurrection, so saved Matthew, many of the saints respecting the dust of the earth, rose and went on into Jerusalem. Ain't that right? And that is only show that God wanted to look in his heart with some of them, you understand, just to give you an eye old joke. That guy, and his wife told him when he was smitten with sore bars and all them different kind of things. Ain't that right? And his wife said, look here, Joe, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? You understand what I'm talking about? And so Joe said, you talk like a fool, you understand? He said, well, why I talk like, and said, because I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand in the earth at the latter day. And I yeah, don't skin one. Divide this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see God for myself and not for another. Ezekiel, he done talked about them dry bones in the valley, you understand? Lay those stitches upon which the whole house of Israel, you understand? And here, now here comes the resurrection and the life when he raised from the dead, you understand? Get out and Job, you understand? And all the rest of them just clear on back down in there, you understand? Walked on into Jerusalem, you understand? Jerusalem beneath and a spirit to many. You see what I'm talking about? It don't make no difference whether you need it or not. It's going anyhow. You see what I'm talking about? They went on in there and into Jerusalem beneath, you understand? Then on into the heaven in Jerusalem. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, so I want you to see that now. And all of these things, if you time on in, it's nothing else but just a constant repetition of that thought. And that works all the way. And it never errs, it never diverts, it never deviates. And we're going by that pattern all the time. God is our pattern, and he is functioning through the dispensation. You understand? Now look, now this looks like going back over a backfire, but it ain't. I don't know. We just got through reading about Revelation 10:4. Ain't that right? Now I'll try to show you what John is doing out there on the outer passage. He said he heard a voice from heaven. You understand? Now if you look in the 24th chapter of Exodus, which I don't have time to prove it right now, you find that the 24th chapter of Exodus 9 and 10 and 16 says the cloud covered it 6 days. And Moses saw that vision. Ain't that right? And here's something else I want you to notice while you're in Revelation and also in Genesis. I want you to notice it. See? Which I never been taught nothing like this. See? Now you notice it. See, you got plenty of time. See, you have plenty of time to notice after you go home. If you notice, all through the first chapter of Genesis, you see, it's just one continuous thing. You see, that hand goes in there. And all the way through. Mm-hmm. That's just one continuous thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you notice, I'm still on the Isle of Patmos. John didn't say the next day I saw. Mm-hmm. You understand? He did not say that. Mm-hmm. He saw all of that in that vision, in the realm of eternity, where time. He said he didn't see no night there. You understand? And if you look at Moses here, he, Moses, don't see no night either.
That's right.
He said the evening and the morning. He doesn't see any night. So it's in the realm of eternity. On this day that has no beginning, has no ending, therefore he can't distinguish between no night and no day. Well, right where the night is, that's where the day is. So John, on out of that, he is in that same spirit. He said, I saw no night there. You understand? So they're both in the spirit. You see what I'm talking about? And he didn't say the next day after this and the next day after that. John didn't, and neither did Moses.
Right.
You get it now?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is written, and, all the way through that first chapter of Genesis. See? Because when you get down in the second chapter of Genesis, you understand, and say, these are the generations of the heavens and earth. Listen, not in the 6 days,
mm-hmm.
but in the day,
mm-hmm.
that aggregate, in the day or in the eternity, where God created everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, folks, we're in the realm of eternity and we abide with it. We stay in there. I'll be done in a minute. You understand? But I won't stop here. See, now I told you about the creation. Isn't that right? And hearing the sound of the voice, you go, hearing the sound of that voice, you understand? The seven thunders of their voices. Isn't that right? I told you that John was on the Isle of Patmos. You see, Moses seemed to hear. So he heard it at the voice of the big box behind him. See, he's looking back to Alpha, and Moses is looking, you see, to Omega. You understand? And John and Moses and Messiah and them have got to bring this whole entire Bible, and it's got to be put together that way. You see what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? And just as it worked in the beginning, you see, it's got to work that way in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I mean, it's got to function by these patterns of connection. You understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, after the fact he's telling you about them coming out of Egypt, didn't I just get through telling you about that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I just get through telling you about the dead bodies lying in the streets
mm-hmm.
of a great city which is called Sodom and Egypt that John is writing about there?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then it was, repeat that, read that for me again. And hurry up now, because I want to hurry on through. But the thing I'm trying to get over to you, I'm trying to let you know, folks, there is a God.
Right.
And it is what? And you don't have all time, you understand? You don't have no all time to be fooling around here, you understand? And all them different kinds of things. Listen to what hypocrites preach. We don't know. And the doctor, we don't know about what we're talking about. We're just reading chapters, verses, and quoting. We don't know nothing about it.
Right.
All I agree. And that dead body shall lie in the streets. You know, they're dead bodies lying in the streets.
Of the great city.
Of the great city.
Which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
Which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
Where also our Lord was crucified.
Where also our Lord was crucified. You see, read.
And they are the people of kindred and tongues.
That's right.
And nations shall use their dead bodies 3 days.
Now you see that 3 days. Look, folks. See when that angel flew over there, she was a great God down there. God killed him. Ain't that right? From the king that sit on the throne, both man and beast, why he didn't see the blood for 3 days. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that dead body, they couldn't see how to put him in the grave, did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that cloud stood between Israel and their man. You understand it. Pharaoh couldn't move it off. You understand now?
Mm-hmm.
3 days. Their dead bodies lying in the streets of the great city, which was called Sodom and Egypt. 3 days. When Messiah was crucified out there, 3 days. You understand? Everybody. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read off just a little bit.
and shall not suffer their dead bodies
and
to be
buried. The brother Henry, he just, is he gone? Okay, I'm sorry. But shall not suffer their dead bodies to be buried.
And they that dwell upon the earth,
and they that dwell upon the earth,
shall rejoice over them.
Shall rejoice over them.
And make merry.
And make merry.
And shall send gifts one to another.
And shall send gifts one to another. I don't have time to go into all of it. Now then, you got that part. You see how John is looking down and seeing that dead body. You see how John is looking down. You see, not here we go again. See, in the wrap up of the 7th. Now the 21st chapter of Revelation shows you here how they come out of here. You understand? And that's all it's done is life is preserved to be on out of heaven. You see life. Your vision and you see what I'm talking about? And look, folks, you and I both have read plenty of books. You understand? By many of theologians. You understand? By the Vatican and by all the different denominations of sects and the cross. They're not able to put it together like this. Mm-hmm. But you have to have it put together like this, and if you don't, you can't have no faith in it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, let's see here. Read the 21st chapter.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Now, you see? John has passed out. The children of Israel passed through the Red Sea, baptized in the cloud. This is the first heaven. You understand? I saw a new heaven, John is looking at me, and a new earth. Read on.
For the first heaven and the first earth
was passed away. And the first earth was passed away. Oh, come on, I'm in a hurry.
And there was no more sea.
And there was no more sea. They packed them here and they've gone beyond the Red Sea. There was no more sea. You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it did what?
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem.
Read fast, I'm in a hurry.
Coming down from God.
I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride at dawn for her.
Mm-hmm. Read. And I heard it.
There you go again. And I heard the voice. You can see, I heard the voice. You understand? Okay, just like Moses heard the voice back in the old thing, you understand? You understand? Now it's passed beyond the sea here, you understand? They come up out of Egypt, they've offered up the pastor land, they're on this side of the sea. The first heaven was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I got in there, and I said, look up here. Then Moses, after they got in there, they went into the region of Mount Sinai, you understand? And that's where they came, after they had come through this. You understand? And Moses went up in the mountain, God showed him that. You understand? Now John, he's confirmed. He said, the first heaven and the first earth passed away, there was no more sea. And I, John, read.
The tabernacle of God.
Here God told me to build the tabernacle. You understand? And he made dwell among them. You understand? That's what he told them.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And so now after they passed through the Red Sea here, you understand that they was called up there and they built the tabernacle according to the vision of the Son of the Mountain.
Right.
And John said here that I heard a voice from heaven. That's it, the voice saying, voice of kids. You understand? You see that now? Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And now look, let me tell you this, that's not the first time John heard that voice. When Messiah was here walking around on the earth. When Messiah was here walking around on the earth. You understand?
That's right.
In order to fulfill this. Now he said, now look, folks. See, this will help you. See, God is speaking from Mount Sinai. He gives 3 days to clean up, and he spoke from Mount Sinai before he called him up there in the mountain. Now, Messiah is going to fulfill that. See, you're reading over here in Matthew now what the so-called Christendom calls the Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing. There he went, the multitudes, and he sat down.
Right.
Up there in the mountain. You see? Sat there up there in the mountain. And his text had to be right. You see? Because he's fulfilling God speaking from the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
This is God incarnated in a body sitting up in a mountain. fulfilling, speaking to them, you understand, from the top of the mountain, fulfilling them. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing, fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Now, Christians do have never said a thing to me mm-hmm. about me. Mm-hmm. You understand? They call it to be attitude. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? They don't see no parts of it. They don't realize it. You understand? Now then, we go on again. Let's take this up in the mountain. You understand? You see? Now here we go back in the mountain. Now you see, you catch this time. You see? I told you, after he spoke from the mountain. Now you understand? You see? Now children of Israel, they were fed. I'm talking about Matthew again. They were fed that bread to come down. You understand? You see, and that's where they learned of the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Rest on the Sabbath day. You understand? I'm talking about king and man. Now here, Jesus, he takes an order to fulfill that. He takes and he leads the multitude.
Right.
You understand? And then he goes and sits down in the mountain and he speaks to them in the mountain. Had to do that to fulfill that.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Then after that, now I'm in a hurry, see? But I'm trying to figure it all out so that you can see it now, see? Now then, here he goes now, 6 days after. You see, Matthew 17:1, 6 days after. You understand? He takes Peter, James, and John up into the Mount of Transfiguration. See, the world hadn't told me a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And there he takes them up there, Peter, James, and John, in the Mount of 2 or 3 witnesses that every word says. So he has to take Peter, James, and John up in the Mount and transfigure before them. Because, you see, here they are up in the Mount, and he's transfigured before them. You see, those that are going to initiate there. He's in the sanctuary, in the tabernacle. So you have to take Andy down on the ground and get him up in the mountain. See, because it's got to be up in the mount here. So he takes him up in the mount and transfigures there. And his garment was as white as the light. Moses described to you there, you understand? And he transfigured before them, Peter, James, and John, in the fulfillment of this. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And as they come down from the mount, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then they question and they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And now look. Look. Told me the cloud covered the mountain back here.
Right.
Now when Peter, James, and John was up in the mountain, mm-hmm. the cloud covered the mountain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you got right there in your book.
Mm-hmm.
See, then you watch, keep your eye on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
See, the cloud covers the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
And so now here he is, speaking to them from the cloud. Here comes that voice. Remember I told you that was the first time that John heard the voice.
Mm-hmm.
See, there is transfiguration. He heard the voice from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased." Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That cloud overshadowed and that voice comes from heaven. You understand? That had to be done there in order to fulfill
uh-huh.
this. You see, here it is. You see, it had to be that way. That cloud had to overshadow the neck. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you, brother, when you can see how it is put together, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul sees this. You see, Paul sees this. He sees me essentially stepping the dust of the earth and rolling and went on into Jerusalem. See, now, you watch this. I'm after the cloud this time. You understand? The trust chapter of Hebrews, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we are past us around the they all of them were men of the Lord, you understand? And he resurrected from the dead and brought the night and the mortality to the light and through the power of God to raise his hand. You understand? God, listen, is going to multiply this. See, the Abraham has the sands of the sea and the stars of heaven. So therefore, see, we're surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asked about your soul, raised by Jesus. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us here, and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking ever unto the gospel of the Son, who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you said, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints And I saw there are certain men of old who are ordained under this condemnation. You understand? Who have gone out into the world, crept in unawares. You understand? And turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Turned it into works. You understand? Works of righteousness. They're telling you to get baptized and get your feet washed and all these carnal things.
It was under the old covenant back here. That's what he's doing. See, he's really strengthening the body of the Buddha. Now, we're offering up spiritual sacrifices. We're in the kingdom of God, the Spirit. You understand? We're controlled by the law of the Spirit. See, then Satan is still. Offering is just sketch yet. You understand? And that's how he gives these things to rise and improve and reveal them unto man. You understand? And Paul puts it this way in the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now, listen to me. You're going to help me. And you'll leave us soon. Then I hear one. Real soon. And you see what I'm talking about? This end is just about to close. You see? The first one was 1656, and this is 1932. Ain't that right? You understand? 2381 before. And Messiah said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, except those days be sharp. There wouldn't be no first thing. You understand what I'm talking about? And you've got to hear by faith. If you can have this, the word's got to come by faith. You've got to see how it's put together. It's got to become a reality in you. You understand? You've got to know how it works. You've got to feel the Spirit working within you. You understand what I'm talking about? It's got to be a reality within you. That's whatever I'm saying said about you. You've got to know this for yourself. You see what I'm talking about? The big shots and the leaders of Christendom. You've got to know this place for yourself. It's got to be a fact within you. You individually and personally. You see what I'm talking about? It's you that's got to be saved. You see, we don't care about the multitudes and what they say out yonder. You see what I'm talking about? And you know that it's here from the wise and improved and revealed in the babe. You understand? And all this natural, what I have children, foot washing and everything, all of it's gone out. And all this is natural. And all of this over on this side is spiritual. And that's what the boys can't see. You understand? And they call this celebrating the thing that was done under the law. And God himself said it. God said it, I'll be done in the very few minutes. God said it. I didn't say it. And that's the thing I'm trying to tell you about now. I heard that voice from heaven confirm it. And it showed it to me. I had opportunity all the way through. You understand? And that's the reason why I'm game enough to get out here and talk it and tell you about it. You understand? And how it's hid the thing, the wise and the prudent, and revealed it unto base. And the apostle Paul said in the 8th chapter of Romans, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. How did you get in? You understand what I'm talking about? He said in 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one Spirit are you all baptized into the one body, whether you be Jews or Gentiles. Ain't that right? No water baptism. Ain't that right? You understand? And yet it is water baptism. Jesus said, as you put it, said he that breatheth on me, as the scriptures have said, I was better to go for living water. Don't you know the difference between living water and that that runs behind the food? You understand what I'm talking about? John said, this spake he of the Spirit. That's all right. Showing me, got away from that night and into the Spirit. And that's where the smart boys got lost. That's all right. Yeah. And so now, here we are out here. We're preaching. Listen at me now. We're preaching the remission of sin. Amen. You understand? Understand? Until Luke said, the remission of sin should be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. They said, you can wash all the skin off of it. You understand? Drag you through the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. And it ain't going to do you no good. Ain't it? Right. Yeah. Like a mocked up, a philosopher doesn't it? It didn't purify onto the spirit. It didn't purify the cotton. But under that dispensation back there, and Paul said, how much more shall the God of the Yahshua water be signed? For that's the sacrifice that God has given. For that's the sacrifice that God has given. I fell upon the cold ground. And I lost myself without. From the door of my mother, my baptism.
and all this, these physical suffering that was under the other God. Assimilate and so on, and your intestines.